Hi, this is Jorma Vuoksema in Tiger 888 betting podcast series. And today, the 3rd of December, I update my World Cup power ratings, give short reasonings after I have run the numbers, and then give some betting general recommendations of which teams I believe might stay as value bets during the playoffs, and which ones I guess I will oppose, even if they get successful in the first round. I have adjusted my power ratings according to, of course, what I have seen in the games. I have watched every minute of the World Cup. And then the metrics, the important statistics, which I know are meaningful for estimating the strengths of the teams, but on the other hand, which hopefully not affect too much on the betting markets. So what I mean is that even a very important and obvious factor, then they think the teams gets slightly less important in my calculations if the market takes a lot information of that metric. So, and my sources then are quite often from fullscored.com because I think they are a good site, and somebody else as well. And then for third factor for my power ratings, I have taken the betting market into consideration. In my 40-year-old career in sports betting, I have found that in most cases, the real probability is somewhere between my estimate and the market estimate. So I'm more correct in most cases, and that has been the reason why I have kept a small profit margin in my betting. But I'm not completely correct, and the market is never completely wrong. The truth is always somewhere in between, and nowadays I give more and more faith to the market opinion when I smooth my probability estimates or power rating estimates, right? So that's the reason why I have built in the market strength estimates to my own power estimates already, even if I take them into consideration again when I count the probabilities to the individual games. As sources for my betting odds, I have used Sport Market, which is a service which finds the highest possible odds from the big, strong, bold bookmakers for each game. So I have kind of implied what the forward million of bettors has thought about the strengths by taking the Sport Market world top odds into the base of calculations. Then secondly, I've taken Betfair World Championship Market as my other smoother to my calculations. That kind of gives more kind of wide picture for my betting market estimations, because those outright odds to win the full tournament takes into consideration even the third three games and doesn't leave us so thin to take the last round odds and this first playoff round odds, where the some favorites are pretty strong, and I don't believe that those Asian handicap 1.5 goal, 2 goal gives that good base for the strength calculations as the more competitive games would give. And I have counted something in even from the index bookmakers, Sporting Index and Spreadex. They give, it's a long story, but they give some extra angles for watching the object, to say so. Right, so now I run the power ratings, and then I give short comments afterwards. So Brazil, 81. Spain, 76. France, 75. Portugal, 74. England, 69. Argentina, 68. Netherlands, 66. Then a gap, and then comes Croatia, 58. Senegal, 53. Switzerland, 53. USA, 51. Morocco, 50. Poland, 45. Japan, 42. South Korea, 40. And Australia, 32. Then some comments which I can fit in inside 8 minutes, 88 seconds, which is kind of the idea of this very short podcast series. Brazil has impressed me. They have quite a wide, good squad. And even if Neymar is not playing, Brazil is strong, and there's conflicting information, but he might return, might not, something might be bluff. As I said, it's not a big deal. We are so strong, and their defense has been even more solid than I dare to expect, even if I am a great fan of their defense. Brazil has an ability to pass very accurately, even in narrow spaces, and that helps even securing the lead when they are up in the games. That's very important in these playoffs games, where the goal expectancies go down a lot, and one goal lead is needed to be kept into a final whistle. And then Brazil has a good combination of young players and Thiago Silva, that kind of experienced, mentally strong players in the key positions. So I fancy Brazil, but unfortunately the market does so too. So it remains to be seen if they can get good value from them or not. Spain has now raised to the second position in my ratings. Might sound strange. Everybody says that they have not goal scorers and they look dull and blah, blah, blah. To start with, in my valuations, it's good if the team has quite a wide base of goal scorers without one gun and superstar. Secondly, it really jumped to my eyes when I watched certain key figures and statistics, how well Spain can possess the ball, how well they defend, how well they press and win the ball, and then make the best use with the ball. And again, all these things are very useful in the playoffs football. So actually Brazil, Spain, France, even Portugal, up to some degree Netherlands, are kind of teams who are stronger in the playoffs football compared to the situations their way should dominate the game slightly unmotivated against much weaker sides. We have seen in the first round that basically all of the good teams have slipped goals and even points towards the much weaker underdogs. And now the situation will be completely different. I have been wrong when I have estimated the level of Asian teams and Australia. They have been slightly stronger what I have expected, but on the other hand, they have been lucky as well in the games. I mean, we have worked hard, but still we have been worse than the favorites. And what normally happens in the playoffs is that the favorites do not slip points or give mistakes as much as we do in those ground series games. So that's the reason that I have slightly raised up Japanese and South Korean power ratings, Australia not. But so the reason has been that I've generally found that my power ratings had too much differences in the start of a tournament and not those freak results we have seen in the first round of the tournament. So back to the reasonings. Portugal has been better than I expected before the tournaments. The veteran players has been doing good. The team spirit looks good. They defend well. Ronaldo has been able to do what the coach asks. And yeah, we are better in the air as what I expected. So I'm 1 or 2 points more positive of Portugal than I used to be before the tournament started. England, I have only 69. I might sound too harsh and frank, but we have not shown that much in those first round games. Okay, we beat Iran 6-2 and they looked young and fresh, but that was a strange game. Then early goal and the injury for the Iran keeper happened. So, and in most cases, England gets always overbet, so it really doesn't hurt if you are 1 or 2 points lower in their power estimate what they actually would be, because that makes kind of a safety net for you not to jump into bad value bets. Argentina, I'm still on the lowing said, I mean, ready to fade Argentina, even if they have looked slightly better than I expected. Di Maria probably is not that lively as he used to be, but Messi has been okay, and then the team defense looks solid. But again, they are well backed by the general punters. Netherlands, here I might sound as an idiot when I have a theory that the experienced one of the best coaches in the world, Van Gaal, didn't demand that much of the team in the group games. And secondly, even if players are demanded, the experienced players can't help reacting to the situation that, okay, we won with a workmanlike effort against Senegal 2-0, then they were worse than Ecuador, because of course it's hard to get motivated when you know that you will easily beat Qatar in the final round, right? So even if Netherlands has looked dull and almost bad And even with the metrics, they have been bad in the group games. I expect them to improve. And they have team profile, which suits well to the playoffs. Then, as I said, now here we face a big gap between Netherlands and Croatia. Croatia has been okay. We have done what can be asked, but they have not shown anything. Okay, the midfield brilliance remains, but still, it's not kind of a team which would normally challenge the better ones. But, as you know, there is plenty of randomness in the football, and Croatia, Senegal, Switzerland, USA, and even Morocco are in the range, which can be high enough to upset and a better team, which happens to be unlucky in that very same game. Senegal, physical, but without Mané, we lack the star quality. And as I always say, I like betting the level teams without superstars. And they are, I mean, I'm forced to bet them because they are quite often a very good value. But a team without any kind of super quality as an underdog has difficulty to score those surprising goals, which helps for Asian handicaps to come into the handicap like in a lost game. So that is kind of a hindrance for Senegal. But on the other hand, I have not seen the prices against Senegal, England already, but I can already guess that it's that Senegal might be the value and the unders in the game. Switzerland, again, a kind of team which doesn't look spectacular, but they have very good team spirit. And I believe that all that, you know, turbulence and emotion with Kosovo players might give kind of extra boosts in power rating, something worth 1 or 2 points for Switzerland. USA has been a very, very, very positive surprise in the tournament for me. And we are a hardworking team. Now the problem is, we have quite a narrow squad with that number of run meters and certain to be injured. The team might reach its limitations in the playoffs. Morocco, very organized team for an African Arab team, and they make it difficult even for better ones to score the goals, but still, I mean, everything depends on the prices, and you might be forced to bet Morocco with good Asian handicaps because the goal number of goals will drop towards the playoffs a lot, even if the extra played minutes are counted in. But so Asian handicaps with even these kind of teams with limitations can be good bets. Everything depends on the prices, of course. Have a look. So, well, a lot of good things in the Morocco profile, and they enjoy very good home support in the tournaments, which I believe England has as well, and that might be the, I mean, it might vary depending on what supporters might have got tickets to the games, but I mean, if you compare like USA and Morocco, you can be sure that that Morocco is much more supported in the tournament. And like Poland, which is next in my list, I can't imagine them to have that big home support. All in all, Poland looks very dull and ineffective, and it's a one-man team anyway. So Poland is, in my book, the team not to touch as an underdog. I mean, if the prices are not normal. And the same applies with Japan and South Korea. I love Asian culture. I have been in South Korea, in Japan. I have samurai Bushido literature in my book library. But now emotions should be closed aside. And even if they are kind of Asian working ethics teams and running and hardworking and good team spirit, still it's very hard to see them to be good enough. But these are with a profile which can keep the games in 1-0 and keep the games tight along before the first goal is scored. So they might be lively Asian handicap objects. I strongly recommend you to follow ESPC calculations and recommendations, because we count the probabilities to each game with very advanced models. And we, our services can be read in English, and every candidate can pay with credit cards wherever in the world. And well, finally, Australia. Their central defense has been better than I expected. In general, they have been better. I mean, I backed them on the last round with 7 times the money against France. So when I next say that they were very lucky, it's better saying that perspective, I backed the team. And I mean, I kind of give if and buts and excuses for lost best. I won with Australia, but I still remain that they have been lucky. They were very lucky. And I need over 2 goals Asian handicap to touch them in the next round. So what was actually the last power ratings update I'll do during the tournament? Because then, you know, there are so few matches left, so it's bad time management to for you or me to talk about 1 or 2 point adjusted power ratings. But if you like the idea of these public power ratings and me giving short comments in this Tiger 888, please drop a line to my email or under these comments here, or in my Twitter, Jorma Vuoksema, you can find me everywhere. So, okay, now we once again went over 8 minutes, 88 seconds. I'm hopeless, but on the other hand, I hope you got value for your time then listening me, and I hope all the best for you in your tournament betting and in your life and happiness all together. Bye now.